20 degrees outside. Hallelujah. Yes, and my air is back on. It was off for about 3 weeks, but hallelujah, they got it fixed. Thank you, Jesus. It was funny because one day it just said high in my house. It wouldn't even read a temperature. It got so hot in there. Thermostat said high. I was like, okay, I'm leaving. I'm out. I ain't hanging out with you no more. Amen. Yeah, right, son. All right, amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and we do magnify your holy name, and we thank you for a opportunity to be able to just gather around your house and worship you. But Father God, I thank you that we're able to do this continually. We don't have to wait till we get to church, Father God. But I thank you, you allowed us to be able to worship you at any moment of our life. And the best time to always dance is not always in a time of victory, but it's in a time of testing. That's about the best time to dance. Don't get me wrong, it's great to dance in both, but just to be able to say, I fully rely, lean back on you, Father God. I thank you that you are taking care of this situation and this problem. And that's just showing the faith that we have. That's showing that, yeah, we prayed about it, and now we're standing in faith for it. We're not allowing ourselves to move from it right now, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like, because we stopped moving off our senses a long time ago. Because every time our senses try to tell us something, we shut it down quickly. Because I thank you, Father God, we're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we feel, but we're only moved by what we believe, and we believe the Word of God. We're only moved by what the Word of God says. That's the only way we're moving. And so we thank you. We thank you for this Word this evening. I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from the Word this evening. That not only for the congregation, but also for myself, Father God, that I didn't even plan on saying. And so we thank you for it in advance. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truths from the Word to us this evening. I thank you. We don't come with an attitude of, I know it. Oh, I've heard faith before. But hallelujah, we come with a hungry heart. We come with an open mind and a receptive spirit. And I thank you, Father God, we pull on the anointing. We draw things out, Father God, from the Holy Ghost this evening. And we thank you for it in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen. I thought we was going to talk about worry, so obviously we got that already. And then obviously when I walked in here, it changed. So amen. Amen. So I wasn't able to print off my notes, so y'all just work with me because my phone... Let me try to, it'll work. Amen. I wrote down, I guess you could title it this, Faith Knows What to Do Ahead of Time. Amen. Faith, I thought you texted me bacon. I was like, why would you text me bacon? But he said beacon. Beacon, not bacon. Somebody's hungry. All right. Now, faith knows what to do ahead of time. Or you can say it like this, faith is ready ahead of time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Faith knows what to do ahead of time, or faith is ready ahead of time. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Luke 8, please. You can pull it up in the Passion. Luke 8, we'll start about verse 27. Okay, here we are. Go to verse 22, please. Verse 22, it says, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's go in a boat and go across to the other side of what? So they set sail. Soon Jesus what?
Fell asleep.
He fell asleep, right? Amen. The wind rose, and the fierce wind became a violent squall that threatened to swamp their boat. So the disciples woke Jesus up and said, Master, Master, why was he able to sleep? Peace. But faith was ready ahead of time. Faith said, I'm going to the other side. So regardless of what Satan throws up in front of me, I can sleep through it. Because once you start believing God for stuff, once you start speaking the command of faith, Satan's going to throw up everything to your senses to see if you will back off. And talking about me, I have before. Amen. I have. I've walked off, went off my senses and said, well, I don't guess that's happening.
Yeah.
Or if I prayed and I didn't have some kind of goosebump, I was like, well, maybe he didn't hear me.
Right. Amen.
You know, I'm sure it's probably just me, but, you know, a lot of times we go off our senses.
Yes.
You know, whenever the Bible just plainly tells us, don't go off your senses.
Right.
Don't go off what you can see and feel and hear and touch. Go off what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's why Jesus was able to lay down and go to sleep in the boat, regardless, because number one, faith knew ahead of time what it was going to do. Faith said, I'm going to the other side. So he said, I'm going to sleep. Well, how can you go to sleep in a storm? Because faith said, we're going to the other side, but it's a storm. But you don't understand faith. Faith says, I'm going to the other side. And all I have to do is just stay with it and not allow fear to just overwhelm me and take me out and get me to say something contrary to what I've already spoke.
Yes.
Because if I say something contrary to what I already spoke, I'm backing up a little bit.
Yes.
And now I got to get back focused and get right back in line. Repent. Obviously, I need to repent because, you know, I wavered.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I got to get right back in line and get back to it and say, you know what? Yeah. Is it always easy?
No,
it's not. You know, it's not, but it is. It's not, but it is.
Amen.
Sometimes you'll feel like your head's where your feet were a second ago. But thank God we do have the victory.
Amen.
Thank God we are able to laugh and enjoy life, even though we're going through every kind of test.
Amen.
Even though tests are showing up, the boat looks like it's sinking, we're still able to enjoy life, still able to have peace and joy on the inside of us.
Amen.
Because if we're constantly walking around looking defeated, I wonder if we are actually defeated. Because in your mind, you really think you're defeated or you wouldn't be walking around like this. Because in your mind, if you knew, I am the victorious.
Amen. Amen.
I am the victorious.
Yes.
Faith. I spoke the command of faith. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
See, whenever you start talking to yourself like that, no, faith. Faith said. No, faith said. God said, if I speak with my mouth and I believe it and I don't doubt in my heart, whatever I say will come to pass. Hallelujah. I spoke the command of faith. See, that causes joy to come back into your life if you meditate on that and not meditate on there's a storm, boat sinking, and Jesus is asleep. A lot of times people said, you know, I wish I could have been alive when Jesus was so I could have seen some of them miracles. Well, now you're going off your senses again.
Amen.
I mean, just think about what we say sometimes like that.
Amen.
So now you're telling me you're only going to believe stuff like that if you was there to be able to see Jesus do it? Because now you're going off of senses. And Jesus talked about Thomas's faith. You only believe it if you can see and feel it.
Amen.
Amen. Where was we at? What verse? 20? That sounds good. Let's keep going right there with that. So the disciples woke Jesus up and said, Master, Master, where what?
Sinking.
Were they actually sinking?
No.
I don't know for a fact, but I wonder if there was water in the boat. I'm assuming there is. I'm assuming there is because they really panicked. And you wouldn't panic unless you're walking around in water. Right? You wouldn't be panicking. I mean, it could be a pretty good storm and you really might not be panicking if you know what, we're dry on the inside, we're good, we're going. And then again, you might. I'm just saying, I wasn't there. Right? But I wonder if there was water in the boat, you know? And are we still able to say, you know what? God, you said we're going to the other side.
Yes, sir.
You know what? God, you said greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Yes.
God, you know what? You said that the joy is the strength of my life.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're sinking. Don't you care? Amen. Don't you care? No. Amen. I wonder if he'd have woke up and been like, no, I don't care. That's why I put us all in the boat so we could go out here and drown. I figured, you know what? I'm fed up with y'all. Let's just end it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you care we're going down with great what?
Authority.
Amen. Jesus rebuked the howling wind and surging waves, and instantly. Amen. They stopped and became what?
As smooth
as glass. Next, please. Then Jesus said to them, why are you
fearful?
Have you what?
Lost your faith in me.
Have you lost your faith in the word?
Amen.
Have you lost your faith in what God said about you? Shocked and shaken. Amen. How many times have we been there?
Yeah.
Just rocked you to your core. They said with amazement to one another, who is this man who has authority over winds and waves that they obey him? Hallelujah. Guess who has that same authority? Amen. Next, please. As soon as Hallelujah. Amen. As soon as they stepped ashore on the eastern side of the lake in the land of what?
Gerasenes.
That one. The disciples were confronted by what?
A demon-possessed madman.
From a nearby town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Many times he had been put under guard and bound with chains. If you read the King James, it says with fetters and chains.
Yeah.
Funny moment. I thought it said feathers. I'm going to lie. I was like, why are they trying to tie this guy with, I can break out feathers. But moving on. Fetters. Fetters, not feathers. Amen. We're confronted by a demon man. Many times they had put him under guard, bound in chains, but repeatedly the many demons inside him had thrown him into convulsions, breaking his shackles and driving him out of the town into the countryside. He had been demonized for a long time and was living what?
Naked.
If you have a Bible or whatever, I would highlight that word naked. Naked in a cemetery among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and screamed out, Why, what are you going to do here? You are Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. Jesus commanded the demons to come out of him, and they shouted, "We beg you, don't torture us." Jesus asked the man, "What is your name?" "Mob," the demons answered. "We are a mob, for there are many of us here in this man. We beg you, don't banish us to the bottomless pit of the abyss. On the hillside nearby, there is a large herd of pigs," and the demons pled with Jesus, "Let us enter into the pigs." So Jesus ordered all the mob of demons to come out of the man and enter the pigs. The crazed herd of swine stampeded over the cliff to the lake, and all of them drowned. When the herders tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off in fear and reported to the nearby town and throughout the countryside. Then the people of the region came out to see for themselves what had happened. When they came to where Jesus was, they discovered the notorious madman totally set what?
Free.
He was
closed.
Faith knows ahead of time.
Amen.
What it needs.
Amen.
And I promise you, Jesus had a set of clothes.
Yes.
Because he started out naked. But faith knows ahead of time.
Yes.
What it's going to do. Because he started out naked, and I'm sure that's the whole reason why Jesus told him, "We're going to the other side. Because there's somebody over there that needs to be taken care of."
Amen.
Not only that, grab some clothes. I need them, because he's going to need them when we get there.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. When they came to where Jesus was, they discovered a notorious madman totally set free. He was clothed, speaking what? And sitting at the feet of Jesus, they were shocked. Amen. But he was clothed. He started out naked, but he's clothed now. Amen.
Amen.
I wrote down, you know, I already said it, but Jesus brought clothes with him because faith knew.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn over to Mark 5, if you don't mind. Mark 5. Faith knows what to do ahead of time, or faith is ready ahead of time. I think I like that one more. Faith is ready ahead of time. Faith is ready ahead of time. Amen. Go over to John first, please, because we'll probably run out of time if we don't. John 6, we'll start about verse 5. Pull it up in the Amplified Classic first, please. John 6, verse 5, Amplified Classic. Jesus looked up then, and seeing that a vast multitude was coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that all these people may what?" But he said this to prove, testing, for he well knew what. He well knew what he is about to do. Pull it up in the Passion, please. Go to five first, please. And Jesus sat down. He looked out and saw the massive crowd of people scrambling up the hill, for they wanted to be nearing. So he turned to Philip and said, "Where will we buy enough food to feed all these people?" Now Jesus already knew what he was about to do. Hallelujah. But he said this to what? Amen. To stretch Philip's faith. Amen. He already knew ahead of time what he was about to do.
That's
But Philip saw it from the natural and said, what? If you look it up in the King James, it says, what is 200 penny worth? What can we buy with 200 pennies, pretty much? What can we can feed all these people now with this? Amen. Faith, hallelujah. Amen. Faith is ready ahead of time. Faith knows what to do ahead of time. Faith is ready ahead of time. Amen. Faith is ready ahead of time. Amen. It is. Faith is ready ahead of time. Amen. Faith isn't just off the cuff. Faith isn't sporadic. Faith isn't, well, sporadic's the best one, I think, for me right now. Sporadic. Just this, I'm this, or this, or this. Faith prepares and gets ready.
Amen. Amen.
And then whenever it's ready, then faith is released. We should never release faith ahead of time when we're not ready.
Amen.
Amen. If we don't have faith for something and we just start trying to speak things out like believing God for a $70 million jet,
right.
Well, can you though?
Right.
Because if not, you know, and I'm not saying, we just need to ask God, what do I need to start believing for?
Right.
What can I believe for? There was this man, he was going to healing school, and they didn't see him. So Brother Keith actually ended up going to the hospital. And this guy, every single day, was getting worse and worse, worse and worse. And so on the inside of him, Spirit of God said, well, what if he stops getting worse? Can he believe that?
Right. Amen.
And so he said, well, can you believe that tomorrow you won't be any worse? And he said that guy's eyes just got real big. He's like, you know what? I can believe tomorrow that I won't be any worse.
Amen.
See, somebody wants to believe that all of their symptoms are gone today. But is your faith there?
Amen.
Is it there? Or, like this man, he was getting worse every single day. And he said, well, what if we just believe God that you won't be any worse tomorrow? Well, what is that? Well, number one, that's exercising your faith and where your faith is at. And I'd much rather believe that than die tomorrow. Because I'm trying to believe out beyond my faith for something.
Amen.
Amen. That's why God, Jesus, was constantly trying to stretch their faith. Trying to get them to stretch their faith to be able to believe for things. Because he was demonstrating the word of God to them every single day. Amen. Amen. So thank God some of us wasn't there.
Amen.
Because what would people be reading about us right now?
Amen.
And then Jesus looked at Ricky and said, where's your faith?
Amen.
Right? Seriously. You know, we want to talk about them sometime, but what if we was there though? Well, I would believe it if I was there with Jesus. You sure? Because are we believing it right now?
Amen.
Because, I mean, Jesus is with us.
Amen.
You accept him in your heart. He's with you.
Amen.
Not only that, we got just letters and demonstrations to us of how to operate and how to react and how to use faith. They didn't have a lot of that. They were just seeing it work every single day, but we have instructions. We have a guide. It's like a cooking book,
amen.
Right? You have all the instructions laid out.
Amen.
You follow them, son. What do you think's going to happen at the end?
Yes, sir. Amen.
What was we talking about before that? Faith. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And so that next day he went back in there. That guy wasn't any worse.
Amen. Amen.
And so he just checked on the inside, said, all right, well, what can we believe for now?
Amen.
And he believed like little baby steps, you know, that he won't have pain in his leg or something like that tomorrow. And so that's what he went after.
Amen.
And so then he didn't have any pain in that. Too many times we get focused on people that have been living by faith for years. And we haven't exercised faith since day one, really. We have, but not on a lot of stuff. And so now we're wanting to exercise faith where somebody's been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
Can a baby lift as much as you?
No.
then why do we think our faith will lift as much as a 30-year-old that's been doing this?
Amen.
And don't get focused on, well, if they can believe God for it, I can. Now you're assuming, and you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Because where's your faith at?
Yes, amen.
You can't just assume, well, they've been doing this, I can do that. Are you sure? Because if that's the case, why don't you go in the gym and lift 500 pounds? Because I know some guys that lift that.
Amen.
So if we're going to assume with faith, let's just assume with everything.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, you know, I can drive like that. Can you? Well, you know, I could climb a tree still. Can you? Just because somebody else can? Well, I can still, you know, I should be able to run a marathon. I mean, he did it. He's 70. Okay. But how long has he been training? See, assuming that we could just do something because somebody else did, that gets a lot of people in trouble, to be honest with you. A lot of, because now they're just assuming, well, you know, Jesus, you did it, I can do it. Well, you know, you did it, I can do it. Well, how long have they been in the ministry? How long have they been exercising their faith? How long have they been using their faith? Have I used my faith lately? Have I? Because using your faith is how you exercise your faith. You can't just get into the Word and assume that your faith is just going to be a mountain. Okay, y'all don't want to say amen over there. Amen, we'll go over here. Because to use your faith, you have to exercise your faith as well. So when it's like taking protein. Y'all know what protein is. I could sit at my house and eat all the protein in the world. You know what it's going to do for me? Leave it to Clint. All right. Ain't going to do nothing for you. Probably make you about as big as a house. Because unless you're inside the gym working out, what's it doing for you?
Nothing.
Now, I ain't saying you have to go work out every single day just to get protein to work. You can go walk and do things like that, but you can't just eat protein and assume you're going to be like a bodybuilder just because you're eating protein. Are you doing anything with the protein? Are you exercising at all with the protein? So am I exercising my faith at all? I think I asked y'all the other day, when was the last time I believed God for something?
Amen.
Because that's exercising my faith and growing my faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And if I haven't believed God for something, is my faith growing? Because I'm just assuming now that I'm getting a lot of faith, but am I believing God for stuff?
Amen.
Well, I should, you know, I'm going to believe God for a vehicle. Well, what was the last thing you believed God for? Well, nothing. So you're telling me you're just going to believe God for a brand new vehicle now?
Right. Amen. Amen.
And look, by no means am I talking against anybody. Everybody understand me,
yes.
Right? It took me 5 years to believe God for a truck.
Right.
And you know, during that process, I bought a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Guess how much it was? Like $3,000 or $3,500. That was it. Because that's where my faith was. And so I had to continually feed and exercise my faith. 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 Feed and exercise my faith.
Amen.
But if I'm feeding on fear, on doubt, on unbelief, on, well, they died of this, well, my family died of that, well, that's hereditary, well, I can't afford this, well, this is all my job pays. Well, what is that going to produce? Everything that I'm believing for. Because I'm believing, here's the thing, I'm believing regardless if I think I'm believing or not. I'm either believing doubt and unbelief and lack, or I'm believing prosperity, overflow, and victory. I'm believing on this side or I'm believing on this side. You're not in the middle just going, I'm not believing nothing. Yeah, you're believing something.
Yes.
You are believing something. What is it that I'm believing then?
Amen.
What is it? Because he asked Philip, what are you believing? He said, well, number one, 200 pennies worth, we ain't going to feed nobody. So I don't know what you're thinking about we about to do, Jesus. I need to go rob somebody or what? He was wanting him to exercise his faith, to stretch his faith a little bit, because all he was going to need him to do is go, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Jesus, but let me know and I'll link up with you and I'll believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
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 Because Peter got out of the boat and his faith sustained him for a minute. But then he allowed all kind of circumstances to rob him of his faith. And so he it says he began what? How many of y'all jumped in water and began to sink? It's very interesting, and I'd pay attention to that. He began sinking, letting us know that faith was being slowly robbed from him. Because he's allowing situations, he's allowing circumstances to slowly rob him. And when you feel that, you're able to pay attention and go, you know what? What am I listening to? Who? What are the conversations that I'm having with people? What am I feeding on? What am I feeding on? What have I been feeding my spirit man lately? What has been it? I don't know. But what has it been eating?
Amen.
Because it's eating. It's eating. What is it eating?
Amen. Amen.
That one day, Brother Clint got mad at me and wanted to throw me out of the car. And here's the thing. I wasn't being mean. And I didn't think about it being mean at all. And I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't me. It was just by the Spirit of God. I just said, he said, we was talking about houses or something. I said, what'd I say? I said, well, you just think too small, man. And I didn't know that it was going to affect him. You know, obviously the Holy Ghost did. Because, I mean, I wasn't being mean or nothing, was I?
No.
No. Because we were just talking. We were just talking about houses and stuff like that. And I was like, well, you think too small. Because, see, whenever you feed on smallness, smallness is what shows up in your mouth. Whenever you feed on, like, sickness and worry, sickness and worry is what's on your mouth. Whenever you talk about, well, the economy's going under, you know, everything, prices going up on everything. What's coming out of your mouth?
Amen.
It can go, number one, the economy where I live ain't going to go under. I just need y'all to understand that. Because we're figuring out what, we have authority.
Yes, amen.
The same authority Jesus had, he gave to us. And so if I'm not using it, that's my own fault. But
amen.
That's another message in itself. Amen. And then feeding, you know, we obviously got to continually feed our faith.
Amen.
We have to continually feed our faith. The woman with Jairus, we ain't got time to read it. Obviously, amen. We ain't got time to read it. Jairus got out. He said, hey, come pray for my daughter. She'll live.
Right. Amen.
Right? That's exactly what he said to Jesus. Well, not word for word. I paraphrase real fast, right? And so he's like, ah, well, let's go then. Because faith knew ahead of time.
Right. Yes.
Faith knew ahead of time.
Yes.
Faith knew ahead of time.
Amen.
It knew. And it spoke the command of faith. Very interesting. Hey, don't worry about it. She's dead. Satan tried to rob it right there. Was she dead?
No.
She wasn't dead. She could have been dead, but she was. I wasn't there. Right? I'm assuming she probably was dead.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, don't fear. Why? Because number one, you already spoke the command of faith. Don't allow Satan to rob you of that right now. Because Peter got robbed and he began to sink until he screamed with fear, Jesus! But then Jesus got him up and they walked back to the boat.
Amen.
You know he didn't just appear in the boat, right? He walked out there to Jesus. How do you think he got back? Amen. But he said, don't fear, only believe. You already spoke the command of faith. Don't allow Satan to rob it. Don't allow Satan to rob the faith you already spoke out of your mouth. Don't speak something contrary right now. It's very detriment. It'll take your kid's life. Don't speak something contrary. You already spoke the command of faith. Stay with it.
Amen.
Because if you're speaking something else,
amen.
Don't allow Satan to rob you of the faith you already spoke. Stay with it.
Amen.
Well, I haven't seen the outcome yet. Faith has seen the outcome because faith will stay with it.
Amen.
Faith doesn't look at it and go, I hope it comes to pass. Amen. Well, you know, I've been speaking this a long time. That's not faith. That is fear. And that is doubt. And where does that come from? Does not come from faith or the Word of God. I'll tell you that right now. It comes from Satan because he's come to
kill.
So anything that has lack, detriment, death, turmoil attached to the thought, where do we think that comes from? Because the Bible just told us Satan's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come. Life more abundantly. I believe it's the Amplified Classic says, to the full, to the overflow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so Jesus said, only believe. Don't allow fear to rob you what you spoke. Don't, because there was a few times I could have been like, man, where's my truck at? And there was a couple times I kind of did. It's like, man, I've been believing God for a truck for forever now.
Amen.
What else you got to do?
Amen.
What else do you have to do? You can either continue to believe God that you've received it, or you can just give up.
Amen.
Just give up and go, well.
Amen.
Or you can, yeah, it is. I ain't going to say hate, but I really dislike that statement. It is what it is. Well, it is what you speak it is. Hey, that's what it is. It is what God said it is.
Amen.
Not it is what... look, you're trying to get me on a rant over here. What was we talking about? Thanks a lot. A truck. Yeah. Staying with it. Because faith sees the end result. Fear can't see it and thinks that it's not going to show up. Thinks that maybe it's just for somebody else. Well, maybe it's not my time or one of my favorites. And God's timing. When is God's timing? Because faith is now. And so if I have faith for it, then it's now. And faith has it. Once it speaks, once faith is spoken, it has it now, regardless of what you see, feel, hear, touch, smell, whatever. Faith has it now. Because once the command of faith is spoke, that's it. Y'all remember Brother Hagin? I believe I played it one night when he talked about he was paralyzed on one side of his face. And he got prayed for. And he said, as soon as he said amen, I knew I had it. He said, I believed, I received it. As soon as he laid hands on me. See, that's a great statement to have in your vocabulary. Every time you're believing God for something and you prayed about something and spoke the command of faith and Satan comes up and goes, you really think you're going to get that? It's been 2 years now. I believed, I received it whenever I spoke the command of faith, whenever I prayed about it. It's mine and I have it now. But Brother Hagin said he's going home, faith still paralyzed. Right? Y'all remember the story. He said they was walking along and they was going, you're not his friends. You're not healed. Look at your face. One side of it's from this side all the way to your ears smiling. The other side's just drooping. He said, no, I believed I received it as soon as the pastor laid hands on me.
Amen.
But you're not healed. Look at your face. Always trying to get back to the senses. That's what Satan's wanting. Always back. Well, look at it though. You really don't have it. But faith says I do have it. Because faith is the substance.
Yes.
Substance of things hoped for. The evidence. I believe it's the Moffitt's or Amplified says the title deed. The title deed. That's ownership. Ownership. Amen. All right. It's 8:10. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen.
Yes.
Speak the command of faith. Stay with it, right?
Yes.
Faith knows ahead of time. Faith doesn't give up on it and act like it's just some kind of bad job. Faith just continually stays with it. And faith doesn't start quoting it out of fear either.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Like you get a symptom or something. Oh, I believe God. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Well, maybe you just had a cramp. Maybe you just need to drink some more water or something. Don't get me wrong. You can still command that pain to leave. Because cramps hurt. Trust me. Some be walking along and be like, ha. But you get what I'm saying. You're not speaking. You're not trying to speak faith in fear. Because that's not going to accomplish nothing. You can't have fear and faith in the same sentence. It's not, fear is going to dominate it and take over. Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you. Thank you for your word, and we will continue to meditate and grow on, in it, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, we understand that Satan does try to come immediately and steal the word that's sown in our hearts. But Father God, we're going to watch it, keep it, and to continue to garden, to continue to till and to garden the seed that's been sown in our heart, Father God. We won't allow him to steal it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. We will see y'all Sunday.